Welcome to the Brick Build Podcast. 40 days of brick to things that hold us back from relationship with God. 40 days to build a habit of daily relationship with God and experience His goodness and joy. Brick Build. Today is day 10. New success, salty and bright. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace. Exhale your worries. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Open your heart to praise the Lord. Psalm 16, verse 2. I say to the Lord, You are my Lord. I have no good apart from You. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let us pray. Dear Lord, dear Holy Spirit, shine Your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank You for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to You. Forgive my sins by Your blood and help me follow You. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive Your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word. Jesus says, You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. With a new job and a lifestyle, we can see through history how salty and bright Jesus' disciples can be. What Jesus said is to give an example to those who were listening to link up with God's salvation to the Israelites. God had called them to be the salt of the earth, to keep the world from going bad. But they did not listen and obey, and they were like salt, lost its saltiness. God called Israel to be the light of the world, to shine their bright light to the world. But they did the opposite thing, to bring darkness to the world, because they left the true light, and that is God Himself. The failure of Israel is their tasteless and darkness. To live out the purpose of God's creation, we need to be salty and bright, and to bring more people to be salty and bright. The new success which Jesus promises to all is our being salty and bright. Are you salty and bright recently? Dear Lord Jesus, lead us to be able to use by you to bring out the saltiness and brightness to more people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, the first function for salt at that time is to prevent food from going bad. How does that apply to a Christian's life? How can you do it? Do you have any recent example? Number two, the second function for salt at that time and nowadays is to bring out the taste of food. How does that apply to a Christian's life? How can you do it? Do you have any recent example? Number three, are you in light or darkness? Or in darkness recently? What is the secret to prevent ourselves from going into darkness? How can you bring more light to those people close to you? Number four, why being salty and bright is your new success? Family corner. Number one, is your family full of light and joy? Can you describe how your family looks like recently? Number two, how can you bring more light and joy to your family? How can you be salt to prevent relationship to go bad and bring out the goodness of your family members? May the Lord bless you.